Blog Talk Radio.
Life, wealth, and wellness.
The Sandy Rogers Show. I am Sandy Rogers, and you know I get so excited on Tuesdays. Don't care what else going on. I know I have some dynamic guests that are going to be showing up on tonight on Tuesdays to give you their absolute best. And so tonight is without exception. We've got some incredible guests coming our way in a very few moments. But, you know, there's always a couple of things that you got to do to get ready. Mom and them taught us like that, right? So around here, the very first thing that we do is give thanks to the ancestors. We thank our ancestors because they got us. They got us the front, the back, the tops, and the bottoms. And they're always ready for us as we call upon them because they're not going to infringe upon our free will. You know, but if we call on them, man, they're ready to act. And so I know that they're with me on Tuesday nights because sometimes we have subjects around here that we be talking about that a lot of people be afraid to talk about, but we don't have any fear here. So, ancestors, I just thank you. Wanted to make a special note for the listeners, especially those that was with us last week. Our guest last night, Marilyn Azuz Harris, she came on, she shared her story. She was just outstanding with delivering, you know, her services and all of like that. And I didn't know until after the show that she had just returned that morning from burying her sister. So I want to make sure that I lifted up Ella Pugh to the ancestral realm today. I was just a little bit too new for her last week so that she did not, you know, give me the information until after the show. So, Marilyn, that's for you and Ella, and God bless you both. So, we're going to take a little time out right here and read the daily inspirational message for today. I think it's very appropriate for this time and space that we're living in, and it's called It Is Time, November the 3rd. Today, right now, it is time to come out of the wilderness. It's time to release those thoughts and actions that are based in wilderness thinking. Wilderness thinking is lack, limitation, and restriction. Wilderness thinking is I can't. Wilderness thinking is I am no good or unworthy. Wilderness thinking is everything that does not honor your divinity and connection to God, the Most High Consciousness. Wilderness thinking may have its origin in your childhood, adolescence, or adult years. It may have been created through someone else's fear or even your own. It may have been taught in the school system or a religious system. Wilderness thinking could even have its beginning in the society or community where you were raised or currently live. Wilderness thinking keeps us locked in bondage, enslaved to a false reality.
This type of thinking has us continuously doing things, maintaining habits that are unhealthy, and we know it. Wilderness thinking can be worrying nonstop, day in and day out. Today, vow to come out of the wilderness. Today, commit to yourself that you will never return to the wilderness. Today, just do it. I reside in the wondrous world of endless possibility. I trust the process of life and give thanks for the exit from a place called wilderness. Today, I am alive, well, whole, complete, and unrepeatable miracle. I declare this to be my new identity. Today, I give thanks for all that is. Today is my day to salute the Creator with gratitude. I concentrate and give full focus to being in a continual state of thanksgiving. I come out of the wilderness and live life fully and abundantly. I release, I give thanks. And I tell you, the main reason why I read that is because I was on this Facebook Live at 6 o'clock this morning with a chickadoo that's going to be one of our main presenters tonight. And so I'm going to tell you her name and the project that she's involved in and why that rung in my heart because of her and what she talked about this morning. So, all right, here we go. This is the housekeeping rules, you guys. Audience, you know you're invited to be a part of the discussion, and we really do want to hear all the comments and that every voice that want to be heard is heard. So you call in to 516-531-9819. You press 1 to alert us that you want to speak live on air. The only thing to ensure the best quality on the playback, I ask that once your line is open, if you're not speaking, if you would just mute your line because the mics are extremely sensitive and it picks up everything that's going on around you. So that's the only thing is once I open your line, if you're not speaking, just mute your line until you're ready to come back on. And if you ever want to go back and listen to any of our previous shows, you can do that at www.blogtalkradio.com/Sandy Rogers, and I tell you, I got a whole bunch of people waiting to come on board, so let's get this thing done. I'm going to play a quick record only because I want to get this out the way, and we're going to be right back.
Why I'm easy.
Sunday morning, say they not happy when I try to fake it, man. Look, I was on the show with this woman this morning, this sister, and she was doing a Facebook Live at 6 a.m., y'all, 6 a.m. She on day number 79 of 100 days of manifestation. That's my girl out there, the motivational queen, Wanda D.
What's
Welcome
up?
To the show. Hey.
Hey, Miss Sandy Rogers, the amazing Sandy Rogers. Such
Thank
an honor
you,
to be here.
Woo. So That's excited that you guys are back with us.
Wouldn't have it any other way.
Yes. You know, you be tearing it up at 6 o'clock in the morning time.
Well, you know, I gotta do what I was promised to do. I gotta
okay.
do what I was instructed to do. So, and it's quite fascinating how it all comes together. It's like very effortlessly.
That's when
I get
you know
up
it's an assignment, right?
Yeah, and Spirit
yeah.
just talks to me and give me a word, you know, and I build on top of that, and before you know it, I'm feeling like a Baptist preacher.
You be so full of life, man. That's what I love about it, and I tell you, it's really been a joy. I don't get in there every morning. But the mornings that
mm-hmm.
I do get in there, I have enjoyed the word that you come to bring every time. Very meaningful.
Well, thank you. Yeah,
yes,
it's, you know, I'm learning doing this commitment that when you say you're going to do something, you know, it takes a very, you just really have to give it all. You know, there's days that it's like I would much rather lay still, but I'm excited about it because
right.
when the order was given to me to do it, I said okay, I accepted it, and at one point I thought I was going to plan everything out for the 100 days, right? So that didn't quite go like that. I think that lasted all of probably like 10 days or something, because my message would change in the middle of speaking.
Yes.
And
yes.
So the titles that I selected maybe like the day before wasn't the title that came to me in the morning. So I would have to change everything. So I was like, you know what? I can't do this like this. So I just had to go back to how I originally done it. And this was like when I started doing the Wake Up Winning call, it was in 2015, I believe.
Okay.
Somewhere around there. And at that time, it was just to hold myself accountable. Because, you know, when you work in a space for yourself, I don't have a boss. I am my boss.
Right.
And I had to set certain habits, and that was one of them, getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning. When I first started, it was just me. You know, it was me talking to me. And then people would trickle in, and there was a time where I took a little slight break. But during the time when my parents had made their transition, I went in hard then too, because it kept me to be relevant to my life. It's been a beautiful journey. And you know what the best part about it is when you get those inboxes of people telling you how much you blessed them, how that message was just for them. I had got a message in my website, and a lady reached out to me, and she was, you know, that led to me going to do some speaking engagement, because she was saying, like, I need you to talk to a group of women, because, and I appreciate your commitment that you make. And granted, I don't know this lady from a can of paint,
mm-hmm.
you know. Because
right,
people
right.
come on and don't say anything, you know. So I'll get messages like, I've been watching you for years. I was like, really? You know, you never said anything, you know. And then
right,
I have
right.
the people that I know rock with me, you know, and they end up being my big support, because they help me do it. You know, they post in, and they'll write in the screen and help. You know, just help keep the flow going. So it's been a blessing. It really has been.
That's really interesting, fascinating. I can't find the right word to fit there, but I know that you're blessing somebody right now. You know, that's listening to this broadcast either live tonight or on a rebroadcast. Because there's somebody out there in radio land that's needing a push to do what they need to be doing, what, you know, they've agreed to themselves and to the universe, or, you know, to the creator that, yes, I'm going to do that, and, you know, or, you know, make that statement, whatever you tell me to do, I'm going to do it, because I've done that before too, you know, and you'd be like, oh, please don't ask for nothing too hard, you know.
Right.
But you be on it. You be on it. So I wanted to acknowledge that. The name of the show tonight, you guys, is We Are the Power with Wanda D. Hollis, and we have the authors of Wake Up Winning Volume 2. So I know you guys are fast approaching the deadline to the publication, and I have 5 more people that's waiting patiently in the queue to come on. So how would you like for me to do this?
Well,
you want me to bring them on,
how,
and we'll come back, me and I will talk later?
It.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
So, all righty. So I know this number. This is Miss Tiasha. Hey, darling, how are you?
I'm doing great, and you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, thank you. I appreciate you being with us tonight.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry, I'm actually in the car. I'm multitasking here.
Okay, you want me to come back to you, or?
How you guys doing? Everybody's good? Ma'am?
Yes, yes.
I can't hear you. I'm sorry. Can you
Tasha, did you? Tasha, do you want me to come back to you and I'll go on with the next?
No, I'm good.
Oh,
I just
okay.
pulled up in my driveway, so I am good. I'm ready.
Okay, okay. Look, we're going to always be safe. We're going to always strive to be safe. Our intention is always going to be about the welfare of everybody that we're dealing with. So, yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I am in park. Yes.
Excellent. Excellent. Now we can talk.
Yes, ma'am.
So what you got
yes,
good
ma'am.
For us tonight?
Oh, wow. I'm just excited to be here. I'm excited to be in the number, you know, with all the Wake Up Winning crew. We're doing our thing. I'm watching everybody do their thing, especially Wanda. Like, she's all over the place, and she's such an inspiration because she's not just pushing through this book project, but then this 100 days, you know, thing that she's doing is, like, so encouraging, so inspiring. And I thank God for her for giving us that encouragement, that motivation, and that push to get through everything that we're getting through every day, you know. And so that consistency thing that she has going on it takes a lot for me to be consistent with, you know, something like that. But I thank God for that because, you know, when you're around people that are movers and shakers and they're getting things done, it kind of encourages you to get things done too. So between this book project and the other one that I'm working on, it's just such a blessing, you know, to see God move in this season.
That's cool. We need all the help, the support, the motivation, and the inspiration from all of the ones that are in our tribe and our village, because these are a little more challenging times than I think what we've experienced in the past, but it's also such an opportune time to really rise to our power, you know, and to break the glass ceiling, man. There's no ceiling right now. We get to create all of that. So where are you in the project?
Yeah.
In the Wake Up Winning Volume 2, because you're the project manager, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. We're working on making sure everybody is in pre-sale mode right now. So we're, you know, pushing them to get out, think outside the box, be creative about getting these book sales and, you know, just enjoying, you know, collaborating and connecting with other people in that process. And so, you know, just being creative, and that's what we're doing right now, creating a connection with others and helping others to wake up winning while we are waking up winning, and, you know, just bringing people along, because that's what it's all about. You know, it's one thing you get into heaven and then God looking at you like, you know, what are people I told you to go bring with you? You know, so we gotta build together. We gotta grow together, and so that's what I'm seeing. Just encouraging one another. Okay, you got your book sales. Come on, what we doing? Let's get it going. We winning. Remember, we waking up winning every day. So
awesome.
How many book sales did we win today? You know, so that's something that we're working on right now. And you know, just as a project manager standpoint, it's just so good to be connected to everybody individually, because sometimes when you're connecting in a collaboration, everybody don't kind of reach out to one another. They're like, oh, let me just talk to the visionary and let me just talk to the project manager only. They don't talk to
right.
one another. But one thing I can say about this book project is that it is a family, and we all communicate with one another. We don't meet strangers in this book project. You know, it's about, again, collaborating and networking within the organization and then expanding from there. So, I totally am so excited about what we're about to do, because
awesome.
it's bigger than us, you know.
So are you doing that, like, by having group calls or, you know, like a group chat? So, you know, like if somebody else is wanting to do a group project, how do they make sure everybody stays in contact with each other?
Well, in our book project, what we do, Wanda sends out a lot of email correspondence to everybody to keep people abreast of where we are in the project, you know, making sure that we have a bunch of different lines of communications open, not just through email, but we mm-hmm. have our meetings usually every other Thursday. We'll come and have a meet and greet, and sometimes we can make it and sometimes we can't, but a lot of it we keep recorded so that we can go back, and if we miss it, we can kind of see what our brothers and sisters are up to, what they're doing, and get our, you know, nuggets of whatever Wanda wants to download into us, as well as let us know what's coming up, like this show right here. And so she's constantly posting, and we have a private Facebook group, so we kind of come in there and communicate with one another, and then we have another we use Telegram as another line of communication. So there's text, there's calls, there's video chats. We pretty much do it all. So there's no one way, you know, to skin a cat, as my dad used to say. So we try to keep our lines of communication open. Mm-hmm. So nobody can say they didn't get anything. You know?
But, you know, I'm sure it's good skills are that are being learned, you know, by people working together, because that's one of those lost arts almost, because we did that instinctively,
mm-hmm.
you know, our ancestors did, and then, you know, we were taught a different way as far as being in competition, and so to return to that mm-hmm. core cooperative nature, you know, I just, that's so wonderful that people get to learn those skills and they can apply it to anything that they're doing in their lives. So kudos to you guys.
Absolutely.
For that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Because one thing I can tell you is that, you know, I've seen a post and it was so profound for me, because it had a family on one side and a family on the other side, and they were trying to get apples off of a tree. But the tree was so tall. And so family on the left side was looking at the tree like, you know, how are we going to get those apples down? But that family on the right side, they came together. It's like a puzzle. You know, I'm so about my puzzle pieces. But they stood on each other's backs and got to the level where they can start pulling it down. So the one on the top got the apple off the tree, gave it to the second person. The second person gave it to that bottom person, and he put it in the basket. And they were making moves. But it takes a village, it takes a team, and it takes connections and collaborations to make the smallest of things come through, you know, to manifest. And so we can't do it by ourselves, and anybody who thinks that they can is a lie.
Right, so, but, yeah. You know, but it's still a part of that consciousness conditioning. That's what I'm calling it, you know, where we think that we're in competition with everybody. So, no, that's why I'm recognizing and complimenting you guys on incorporating that into how you're managing this book project. I think it's incredible. I applaud you.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So I'm going to move on to the next caller here and see what we got going. So caller on 404-492, give us your name, if you're a part of the book project. If so, what are you writing about, and or whatever you would like to add to the conversation. I'm not going to tell you. You add what you want to add.
All right, this is DJ Grady, baby.
Yes,
I'm a
Grady,
co-author
baby.
With hey, what's going on? The ladies
you?
In the house, the team in the house.
You?
Yeah, listen to that sister talking about how you get the apple out of the tree. I'm going to tell you, you get two strong brothers at the base of the tree, and they shake it till it fall out.
Uh-oh.
Shake it. I'm sorry. Let me go. Y'all know how I do. I just told my story on how I went from started my podcast back in 2001. I was doing podcasts before podcasts was popular. How I started on the cell phone to a station, you know. So just gave a little something, you know, just a little teaser.
Wow.
You know, that's it. But, and I'm so grateful for Wanda and Tiasha for having me as a co-author, because I always dreamt of writing a book and just didn't know how to go by it, how to, you know, what's the process and everything. And they really made it real simple to do my insert for the book. And I'm so grateful. And I'm looking forward to doing a book myself. I'm going to buy me a special laptop, you know, so I can get these crazy, funny thoughts out of my head. Yeah.
You're not crazy after all, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But you know what? I take things that serious and I just twist them, you know, in a comedic way,
right.
You know. Yeah,
right.
That's what I do.
So, DJ Grady Baby, tell me this now. How did you think back in 2001, how did you come up with talking about a podcast? I don't know what you called it back then, but I know that there probably was not a lot of support mechanisms for you. So, you know, without telling your story, how did you manage to stay true to your calling and do what you were told to do?
Wow. Back in 1999, I started doing stand-up comedy. And I was nervous of talking, you know, talking in front of people. I was just having, you know, just issues, insecurities of speaking in front of people. So I had some comedian friends. I was like, yo, let's do a talk show where we all just telling stories, because our stories were so funny. And at the time I was setting things up, I'm skipping over spots that I said in the book. So time I was setting things up, I went to this one particular comedian, and I asked him to be on, and he wanted to charge me full price just to have him on the show. I was like, man, I can't afford you and pay for airtime slot. So I went another route with I ended up getting a job at a record label, and I would sneak on my time and record my podcast, and I'll send it to the radio station. Yeah. And then it went from there. You guys got to get the book so y'all can hear the techniques and the skills that it took for me to make this radio station, you know, happen, and how many millions of listeners I have and everything. And it's, you know, it was just consistency what got me through. I believed in it. I just had a vision that, like, man, people, they love the type of things that I talk about, and they love the jokes and the scenarios I play. You know, prank phone calls, that was my pick. That was my staple. But now another radio personality, he's kind of the king of the prank calls. You know, I yield to him. That's how I got started, prank calls and stand-up comedy.
Wow, that's so cool. And you still on, you're getting ready to celebrate 20 years. You said 2001 was when you broke out?
Well, 2001 I was on there, but I was with another station. So I started my own in, what was that, 06.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, yeah, in 06, I had to make some adjustments. I had a son. And so, the child support was getting me. So I either had to pay the child support or pay the radio station. So I had to make a business decision, you know. So because I had one job, you know, one income, you know, I had to make a decision. So, but everything worked out, you know, because a lot of times life throw things at you. You don't sit and ponder.
Right.
You just make adjustments. You look at the solutions, or what can I do next? And that's what it's all about. I just find a solution. Like now, I'm finding a solution to go to the next level. I'm always thinking big. Each year, I do something bigger. And that's the goal, and be consistent with it.
That's so cool.
And also,
y'all hear that.
Yeah, and surround yourself
each
with great
year,
people.
Each year, make your goal bigger and be consistent. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm learning to surround myself with great people. A lot of times, your gift can align with other people's vision. I mean, your visions can align with other people's gift. And I'm just so grateful just to be around people like Wanda D. Hollis, Tiasha. You know, I mean, you guys make my dreams come true, man. I like, man, a book in the radio station and be able to produce other multiple shows for people and provide a platform for people, you know. And I just really want to do more. It's all about services, too, with me. you know.
Right.
My
right.
vision to help people to get their visions and dreams across. Because everybody's stories can help somebody, you know.
Oh, for sure, for sure. So how many people do you have a guess, or have you kept track of the different people that you've helped to get their own radio programs going or having their own show?
I had so many people. I helped so many people. But right now, currently right now, I think I have my show, Tisa Beatty Show, Dwayne After Dark. One of the Holly Show is for. I had Stoney Montana and the Kisser. And it's a couple other Tip with Tracy, other shows I help on the side. You know, it's a lot of shows that I kind of, you know, helped start and gave them the vision, gave them some directions, consult, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind helping people. That's what we're here for, to help and be
there
a bridge
you go.
To people.
Being in service to others,
you know.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
well,
and I'm
right.
So glad to be on your show, Miss Sandy.
I'm happy to have, because I done been over there with you and Miss Wanda D, and I tell you, I had so much fun, and you just crack me up all the time. So.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
thank
JJ
you
Evans.
So,
well, you know, what could I? Wow.
That's DJ Grady Baby, y'all. And he acting really nice tonight. So I'm going to leave it right there. So you're welcome to hang in here with us. I know you know, but this is for everybody. When you're not speaking, just mute your phone so that we don't have any interruptions. So the next person that signaled that they want to come in and talk to us is 404-593. So give us your name. Tell us what you're doing as far as the book project or whatever you'd like to share with us. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't open up your line. There we go. 404-593.
Hello.
Hello.
Demetria Winters, and I was on the first podcast.
You sure were.
Where you had us on with you. And for this particular project, I was thinking, you know, as you were talking to everyone else, and I was thinking about how, for me, this is that harvest season for me. And a lot of the seasons before this, you know, I had to go through all the storms and, you know, trying to plant a seed, and then it ends up not, you know, growing and giving any life. And with that being said, my part of it is to have more conversations about mental health and emotional health. And I feel like that's so important, because if you really think about it, it's the basis of many, many problems in this world. And it's one of the very things that people push back a lot on. They don't want to acknowledge it because they think it may make them look weak.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not true. And a lot of times when people get to the point where they want to give up, they've been fighting for so long, and it takes a lot of strength to keep up a fight that long when you've been
mm-hmm.
through some stuff. And I'm very happy to be a part of this project. I can relate to everything that's been said. One of the things with Grady, I'll be a first-time author, and I've wanted to be an author as well, but I didn't know what the first step to take. And when I can't figure it out, then I'm one of those people. I'm just stuck. It's like I'm frozen. And what Wanda and Tiasha have done is they were a catalyst to kind of light a fire up under a lot of us. Like, we have something to say, and we're willing to say it. we're willing to say it out loud. I'm willing to say I have major depression. The major depression does not have me.
And I like that.
They've helped me. When Wanda says motivational queen, oh yes, that's it. That's perfect. And you know, it really, you know, they really, really helped, you know, like guide us, and I feel more confident that I'm able to carry on that gift that they've given me of finding my voice.
Right.
So,
that's
and
very
I look
well
forward
stated.
To talking. Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And you know what, Demetria, what I find very rewarding about what it is that you're doing is like this season that we're living in, however people want to call it, I'm not the authority on calling it whatever, but, you know, it's exaggerating whatever emotional or mental opportunities that we may have been experiencing prior to February of 2020, whatever it was, we're having to really deal with it and face it. And so you're absolutely correct in stating that the need is real and the need is now for people to put some voice to it, because it's not until we acknowledge it that we can even seek to change it, you know, because like you're trying to hold that secret that you having some depression or anxiety or mood swings or whatever. As long as you're holding it, can't nobody help you, because don't nobody know what's going on. So that's important that we start those conversations. So thank you. Thank you for your courage to bring that subject up.
Thank you. Yeah, I really feel very deeply about it, and I feel like this project, Wake Up Winnie, no matter what, Volume 2, is so important. It's very important because a lot of us, we want to help others, and we're willing to share our own story to uplift someone or give somebody, you know, to not feel like they're alone.
Yeah. It's real. It's real for real. Ooh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. And again, I know everyone is playing a valuable part in this overall project. I just know personally, and what a lot of sister friends that I know talking about, being able to have a platform to talk about mental and emotional issues is just detrimental to our community surviving this thing, you know, because we've got some PTSD going for generations and generations that's never been talked about. It's just been, you know, pushed to the next generation and to the next generation, and people are like, I don't even know why I feel like this. Ain't nothing going on. But it's because it's never been resolved that we're still carrying it. So, again,
exactly.
My hat's off to you. Thank you so much. All right, so
thank
our
you.
Next caller is 301-659. You want to give us your name and whatever you would like to talk about.
Well, hello, Miss Sandy. This is El Michelle calling
hey,
in.
Hey, El Michelle.
Hello. It's a pleasure, and I'm at the go there because there was a door open. It's a pleasure to be in your neighborhood.
Thank you, ma'am.
I had to get that. I've been wanting to say that for the longest time. I missed it last time, but hey, if Mr. Rogers can do it, why can't Sandy Rogers? I'm just saying, so it's a pleasure and an honor for the second time to be in your presence. And I don't even know if there's any more words that can describe Wanda. Just a blessing. Well-grounded seed that's planted and is not afraid to share her roots, to grab a hold of other people that are either afraid to speak, use their voice, use their talents, use their gifts. For me, this is my third collaboration project. And I'm listening to everybody talk, and I have so much. I'm like, wow, that's me, that's me, that's me. And one, I'm really surprised that that Grady was good tonight. I need wanted to check on him later on, do a live feed, because that was not normal.
I know, right?
But, exactly. But for me, I can go back as far as in 89, being at that time we would do, like we're doing now, radio shows on through the phone, through the radio. I'm from the D.C. area, but I live in Charlotte. And for me, I've always had a voice, but I was never heard, but I had that inside voice. Now, if you piss me off, yeah, you're going to get every bit of everything I was trying to hold in. And I'm going to go back, what you didn't let me finish. But what I love about this project, and which everybody was saying, it is a family. And I think that's why, and I hope that other people that want to do a project, or if they started one, would take lessons from what Wanda and Tia are doing, because it is a family. And I, from other projects, I have grown friendships that are will always last, and we wind up being accountability partners because everybody has something in common. Once you hear somebody's story, you realize that you're not alone. And with us in the Black community, you said it correctly, it's always being hush-hush and push underneath the table, then there's another generation of a layer of the table, then there's another layer. And then when something happens, now we want to go back, and the elders are gone when they should have addressed the issues, but it's always been a shame thing. And that's how I was in my family, because I came from, a teacher, and then which was my mom, and my dad was a business owner. So if you know anything about within the 60s, 50s and 60s, that didn't mix.
Right.
And so I got caught up in that mix, but I knew that I wanted to have my own business. I watched my father, and I watched how people downplayed him and didn't understand, and then mental health came in the picture, and he was talking things, but you wanted to take notes because the stuff actually happened later on in life. And for me, it's always go to college, go to college. That wasn't for me. So I went to a trade school, but I thought about having my own communications radio way before Oprah came into play. But, that doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense. And if I had gone to college, I would be probably like some of the people, some of my family members and friends, their plaque is still on the wall, but they're not doing that degree. I didn't want to get caught up into that. And then they had to go back to school. So now, you know, my mom is 81, and she wants me to go back to school. I know what I want to do, but I'm already doing it. You know, I already have my own talk show. I have, you know, I've done the blogs. I've done that. Why do I need a degree just to validate that I went to school? It's not for everybody. Now, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't go, but a lot of these kids, a lot of adults have some locked and hidden talents that I'm hoping, and I'm praying, not I'm hoping, that I know once they read our stories that it will unlock their mind. And now that we have, hate to say it, we know Rona exists, but you have this time now, and how do you say, go back and get that book and blow that dust off, unlock that mind and start writing that play, start writing that book, start working on that TV show, start working on the projects or the business that you want, but you got to stay constant. But if you don't have great mentors, if you don't have great accountability partners, you're going to be lost in the sauce and stuck all over again. And I remember one time I was on a friend's show and somebody said, who are your dream killers? And when I tell you I messed everybody up, I said, it's our mother, our father, our sister, brother, family, friends. I said, but at the end of the day, it's us, because we listened and we killed our own dreams.
That's true.
But when you have accountability partners, they block that naysays and they block that coming through your ear and tell you, you know what, go for it. I got you. This is what I need you to talk to this person, follow this show, do this podcast, read this book. Just follow through and be consistent with it. And it took me, I've been here in Charlotte now 6 years, and I've been around, I'm 52, I've been around every station, every podcast, everything, could sit, jump right on your show, but I didn't do it for me until I moved away and God placed me on. I had, left Maryland with $900. My car filled with all my stuff for me to sit on in my apartment with just a mattress with my soap and a little TV and to do a reality check. And then probably 2-3 weeks later, I searched around, got with the local access TV station, and boom, jumped right on another spot and started my own podcast. And I've been around almost all my life, but I didn't have the courage to think I could do it. I had to hear, and then I got tired of watching everybody else do it. Wait a minute, I was doing this with you. Whoa, let me get going. So this is something. It's definitely amazing.
And, you know, I can so relate to what you're saying, El Michelle, because my son, I was born and raised in Los Angeles. I'm very proud to tell people I was born and raised in Watts, California. And my son chose to come to Morehouse, and I was really excited for him. And when I brought him out here to college, I just absolutely fell in love with Atlanta. I love the trees, the fresh air. The people were so nice and friendly, and it was just so different from L.A., you know, which is very movie industry oriented. So, you know, you have a lot of fakeness going on there, and, you know, people are not their authentic selves. And so I was in a rush to get back to Atlanta. So in his junior year, I moved back, and I found the exact same thing that you're talking about. Was like there was this creativity down in me that had really just been simmering, you know, because it wasn't allowed to be on full blast in L.A. Because of whatever, you know, working too much or too much movement. I don't know, but I know that when I got here, I wrote my first book, you know, and I've been writing ever since. And so it makes a difference when you can get away and become your own person. And so congratulations on that.
Thank you. And one last thing, too, I just want to tell everybody, it's not easy, so don't think that you're going to be rich overnight or allow anybody to – it's almost like, you know, the snake charmers or this glass of water is mud, but if you taste it, it tastes like iced tea. No, do your homework. Put yourself around people that are like-minded people. Find great mentors that are not just for the money, but they want to plant seeds, and they are planting you in good soil, and that are they are watching you grow. When they grow, you grow. And then, you know, if you got people that are around you asking questions and they don't answer you, just take a little bit from them. And then find the folks that say, look, let me sit down and talk to you. So you want to do this? So have you done this, 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 and this? Okay, you've done that now. Try this, this, and add that to that. those are the type of people that you want to be around that's going to mold you at the same time carrying you along. They don't mind telling you how they came along. Because I, like I said, I've been in many businesses since 89, and I learned something from each one of them, how to treat people, how to, you know, show value. Ask if our tips is value. You know, can I help you do this? Free little tips, because you know the ones. So everybody that, you know, that you're listening at the replay, this, what we're doing, it's not quick rich. It's work, it's dedication. And then when you got somebody like Wanda behind you and T behind you, but especially with Wanda, that's pushing you along and will check on you. And, you know, at any time she'll call you, you'll be like, how does she know? All right, Lord, thank you. But you know what I'm saying? You know you're around good people, and it's opening doors. So everybody take advantage of this. And then this will show you if you can make it through this and finish through the whole course, you will see what it takes to go ahead and start your own project and give tips to other people just by this experience. It doesn't have to be about a book. It's just on life itself. Put yourself around like-minded people and the right people and watch what will happen and be consistent and follow through. Love you, Wanda. Love you, Miss Sandy. Can't wait to be on again.
Love you, too, El Michelle. Thank you for being in my neighborhood. All right, so we've got our next caller up. It is area code 770-873. You want to give us your name and share with us what you came to share with us.
Hello.
Hello. I'm not understanding you very clearly.
Can you hear me better?
That's better, yes. Give me your name again.
Felicia Gartner.
Felicia, okay.
Yes, I am also one of the co-authors of Wake Up Winning No Matter What, Volume 2.
Well, hello to you, girl. What you got on your mind tonight?
Well, first I wanted to say thank you, Sandy, for having us on your show today. And secondly, I wanted to thank Wanda for being who she is, and she is truly walking into her greatness while blessing others to walk into theirs. So she has been truly a blessing to me as well. I could say that this book collaboration has been such a blessing to me, and getting to know some of the other co-authors. I always wanted to write a book, but could never seem to do it. You know how you have something you think you might want to write about, but, you know, you're just like, I don't know, and where do you even begin? And then next, you know, you don't seem to get it done, but I knew I had something to say. So I was not one of the authors for the first volume, but I saw the process, and it really gave me that encouragement that possibly maybe I could do this. I did write the thing to the first book, and hopefully I will go ahead. I'm working on a second one, so you're going to have to wait to hear that one. It's going to be a doozy. It's going to be real good.
You building that one up already, right?
Yes. To me, I think it's definitely needed because, as for myself, we all have a story to tell. And I truly believe that it's never too late to reinvent yourself. So just as all the other authors, I can't wait to read the book myself to hear their stories, because I'm sure it's so encouraging and we're truly blessed. People in there will be someone in the book that someone can relate to, that they can see that if they overcame whatever it was in their life, trials and tribulations, and how they overcame it, and to wake up winning no matter what. And I think my part and what led me to want to be a part of it is because I think it's never too late to reinvent yourself. So over the years, I procrastinated and had a lot of self-doubt. So I think a lot of us do that, where we sacrifice, we have kids, and you put your dreams and aspirations on the back burner. And the next thing you know, you wake up 10, 20, 30 years have passed, and you're like, wow. And yep. Now your kids are grew up and move out, and then you're like, now what's the next thing? What's the next chapter in my life, you know?
Right.
So I truly believe, and I thank Wanda, because she would push me with certain things that I wanted to do. And writing this book, you start to dig deep into yourself and really find out some things and says, yeah, you know what? I do have a story to tell, and I think some of the things I conquered, you may think they're small, but there are a lot, because sometimes being a parent, just the will to survive and get through, especially what we're going through now with the pandemic, I'm sure, you know, a lot of people had to reevaluate what, you know, what this year looked like going into the next, because we all didn't expect things to happen, such as what's going on now. And even with these elections, it's just like, we can only pray, you know, saying that God, he definitely got his hands on it, and we're going to leave it there and say, let go and let God. So that's where we're going to put that in.
For real, I'm with you. I'm standing right next to you. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. So I truly look forward to finishing this project. Like I stated, I dug deep, and it got me a chance to realize some of the things that I have accomplished, because sometimes we don't even give our own self a pat on the back, or we don't think we have done nothing, or you may think you don't have something to say that can encourage somebody. But, you know, I'm a type of person, as I walk around every day, if I see somebody, I like to make somebody smile. Wanda always called me a songbird. I love to sing, and I'm so thankful that this is the year of awakening, I really feel, 2020. And I really came out of my shell and stated that, you know, I'm not going to wait no longer. I'm going to go for it, and just to get that courage and to not be scared of success, you know. Sometimes we are, for whatever reason, and that's what I hope to bring in the book, some of the things that I did to overcome that and to go for what I want in life.
And this is your first time, Felicia? This is your first time being an author?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So, and you kind of hinted to having some fears and some other things to kind of work through. How was that for you? I know you said that Wanda gave you the support and everything, you know, like that gentle push, you know, like a mama lion pushing out the baby cub, you know, like nuzzle them out with their nose. But can you relate or recall, like, the knots in your stomach or, you know, anything along those lines that you're happy that you did the project, but at the time that you were going through it, you didn't think you were going to survive? Did you have any of those kind of moments?
Oh, definitely. If it's relating to the book itself, you're always thinking, can I even write something? And people actually, you don't want to be boring, and you want to have your book to be engaging, your chapter. You know, and then you
right.
start worrying about, I don't want mine to be the boring one, the part. But I have to understand that everybody has a story, and mine can be just as intriguing as the next. I just tell my truth, and that's what I had to learn, to tell your truth, you know? And there was
great
lesson. And as far as the knots in the star, that I would say that Wanda assisted me with and just encouraging me for years, I always would tell her I want to do voiceover. So I just give you a little bit, and I'll be like, yeah. And she knows you have a good voice, and I'll be like, yeah. And never, ever, ever pursued it. Because I was a spirit, and she would just give me so much insight on how I should do it. And she said, well, I charge people for this, and you're lucky I'm doing this to you. And, you know, in the back of your head, I wanted to, but I just started with self-doubt. And I think,
right.
like the other co-author said, we get in our own way. And I truly
right.
you know, was getting in my way, you know, saying right away I couldn't do it, even though I was saying I can, and I knew I could. But when I stepped out on faith, I had to call Wanda when I got my first voiceover job. You know how you just say, I just got to do it. I can't stop doing that. I had to fight against my own thoughts in my head.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now I can truly say I am a voiceover artist.
Congratulations. That was awesome. Well, thank you for sharing your victories with, because I knew you had more inside of you just now. I was like, let me just help her to bring a little bit of that out because, and I've been doing trainings and, you know, seminars and stuff for a whole bunch of years, but I still get nervous, like, you know, the radio, like I when I come on, I always tell people I get excited every week, but I really be a little nervous. You know, I'll be sitting here 5 and 10 minutes before the time the show's supposed to start with the little butterflies in the stomach. But I think I feel that that's a sign that you're still caring about what you're doing. So that, you know, like if you don't have that going on, maybe you should check yourself. Maybe you're not stretching anymore. Maybe it's not really a part of your passion. So, but that's my little rule. So, but thank you so much. I'm gonna. We got two more people. So thank you.
But you know, Miss Sandy, that bubble thing that you feel in your stomach, that's your the chemistry in your body. It's the same chemistry that acts when you are nervous. It's the same thing that's released when you're excited. And so that's why they tell you to fight your mind by saying that I'm excited versus I'm nervous. Because when you speak it, you're hearing it and you're doing it. So, yeah, we're gonna always say we're excited.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for that. I'll stand in agreement with that. And that's what I do, you know. But thank you. So our next caller, 813-368, give us your name and share with us what you have for us tonight, please.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me on the show, and congratulations to all the authors. So I'm Janelle with She Exists, and when I met Wanda, it's actually 2 years now, I was working 9 to 5, and I would have to leave out when she's on the show. She started, well, prior to that, she's always been doing the Wake Up Winning in the morning. And I would always listen to the show every morning on my way to work, and it would give me a sense of hope. A sense of hope as far as freedom. What do you want to do with your life? Do you want to stay at a 9 to 5, or do you want to do what you're called to do? You know, so I'm one of those women, you know, have a career, but always have my destiny, you know. So I was a heavy hitter at my job and was really consistent with my job, but it wasn't it for me. So I was battling with what do I do? Where do I belong? So listening to her motivations and what she's saying and having a deeper ear in her show, Wake Up Winning, I Am Enough. So one day I said, you know, I'm going to meet this woman. You know, I'm going to meet this woman one day. And I really put it out there, you know, because I was one of those women that listened first without chiming in, you know, because I said, when I do reach out, I want to reach out and really do this thing, not just reach out just to reach out, you know, reach out with a purpose. So initially, I started to chime in, hey, I'm from Tampa, and then we built that, I guess, audience level from my perspective. So then I did reach out to her, and I was like, hey, you know, I'm interested in coming on to your show. So fast forward, we talked for about 2 hours. And in the process of me actually going down to her book tour, you know, my son moved to town. So fast forward, I called her back. I said, hey, send me your Cash App because I'm coming, right? And prior to that, me and her had a conversation because I was going through something at work. And she said to me, nobody cares. And it was like the whole, your whole light bulb, like the sun, the moon, everything just clicked. You know what I mean? So I get to the show, and I'm birthing my company. She Exists, right? But when I get there, and we greeted with a hug, and this is the first time that I'm meeting her in person, and it was the energy that came over me was, wow, this is the first step. You know, it's different when you say you want to do something, but it's different when you actually are in that action mode. You see, when you're actually there, lights, camera, action. And it's not about the big screen, but here it is. I have to hold myself accountable for saying I drove 8 hours, you know, to Atlanta to talk about She Exists, right? So I'm sitting next to her, and she's saying, so tell me about yourself. And I'm, you know, really, I was shy for public speaking, and, you know, I know she picked up on it, and she helped me through it. But here's the thing. I left there with so much positivity and so much confidence that I knew there was no turning back. You was on the screen. You talked about, you know, the trials and tribulations, and you got to get there. Now, I want to back up just a little bit. I went through some one infidelity, and I was battling with my marriage, whether to stay or not, for a while. But when we encountered, there were some things that she was removing internally that I don't know if she had any idea. But all the dots connected. So I say this to say this woman was carrying my spirit in her womb until I healed, right?
Wow.
Because now that I'm able to articulate what happened, I can say it, right? So fast forwarding, and from since then, that connection, me and my husband have been at peace. You know what I mean? And She Exists. I said, I have to hold myself accountable because she held me accountable, right? And Wanda and I are business partners and friends and sisters and family. And in the space of a year, I did so much. Book, author, you know, I'm a writer for 2 Magazine, and all those accolades are good, but what it was, you know, she told me, you celebrate. Be proud of what you're doing. You celebrate. You know, you talk that shit and you be that shit, you know? But in the whole mood of my conversation is, I am enough. It goes back to, I am enough. So when you say wake up winning, you have to know that you are enough in order to wake up winning. You know what I mean? You have to know that the spirit is alive. Once your spirit is alive, now walk into it. Walk into your greatness. Step into your destiny. Walk in who God called you to be. See, I can't be Wanda. I can't be Demetria. I can't be T. I can be Janelle. But what we can do is bring all our gifts together and create that magic. So,
yes, ma'am.
Dear Wanda and I are together, and I know all the other young ladies, and you know, I haven't really been participating in the group because I'm just busy, but I'm here in spirit. But her education and her willingness to teach another sister allowed me to break out into who I was always, you know, I was always this today, but I just had to walk into my greatness, you know. And losing is not an option. So without any ado, I really want to say that this woman has been in my corner from day one. You know, I've been in her corner from day one. I didn't know her, and, you know, I have gave her a She Exists Award. And I know that there were things that I was really persistent with her, and she didn't have no idea why, you know, or what is it about me, you know, because I kept on being consistent. And the reason, well, you never know who's watching. But what I'm saying, listening to her at 6 o'clock in the morning while I was in my crap, you know, in my funk, in my uncertainty, and listening to that voice of spirit of guidance, and it helped me put the dots together. And I say, sitting here today, I cannot have been, she exists in that totality, that completion, if it wasn't for this woman. Because it comes with accountability. And it comes when, I'm going to tell you, she is no nonsense and she doesn't like no pity party. You see what I'm saying? So there's some accountability in that friendship, in that relationship, you know, that the wake-up winning tips, the pray daily, the meditate daily, with the gratitude list daily, the never harbor bad will against others, and look in the mirror and affirm daily, write your goals, thank God for your ancestors, show love, set intentional, you know, stuff daily. Expect what you ask for. So now here how I'm going to close. I started writing 2 books. And when I started releasing those things, because first you got to heal first, because we can't go save the world if we can't save ourselves, right? So we got to heal ourselves. We got to embrace our process, you know. And then I learned through it, I'm going to deposit more than I get. I'm going to double, because, you know, losses is going to come. Trials and tribulations, just accept that you're going to have life happening for growth and elevation. So I'm going to put out so much in the universe that I can break even. And it's not more so about breaking even, but I will be able to challenge myself and win more than what I did yesterday. So I say, I am enough. Wake up winning. I don't damn what those titles mean. You know, because we talk a good one, but we got to apply what we talk. We got to apply what we write. And Wanda D. Hollis, you know, the D with the period, I know her. You know, we've been running hard, and we have so much things to accomplish. And the other ladies, and this is not separating, but I'm just saying that everything's aligning. And I said to myself before she even knew me, I'm going to get with her. We're going to do so many things. We're going to do this. And guess what? I'm a co-host on the Winning Evening News. You know, I'm part of this book. So everything that I've said that she doesn't even know, it is happening today with her.
Awesome.
And losing is not an option.
Good. I love your testimony. I love it, love it, love it. Thank you so much for having the the energy, the courageousness to share your story and all that you've gone through. We really, really got a lot out of your testimony. It was awesome. So we've got one last caller, and this is area code 404434. Tell us who you are and then share what you...
Hi, Miss Sandy.
Hey.
This is Janice. How you
doing?
Hey,
Janice. I'm doing well.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great. First of all, I'd like to apologize to the young lady that was mentioning the situation about the mental health. I didn't catch her name.
But I wanted to let her know. That was Demetria.
I'm sorry.
Demetria.
I'm sorry? Oh,
Demetria.
Okay, Demetria, thank you. It's a vital situation in the black community that this factor be known. Having a family member with a mental health problem, it's amazing that you go through so much still stigmatism, voodoo. I mean, people just treat it as if it's something weird. And you try to convince them and let them know that it's a disease. And it can be handled, it can be treated, it can be cared for. But the key to it is family. This is the key that we really got to work with in the mental health field, is to remember to remind the families that they're still a family member, even though that they're going through whatever they're going through.
Mm.
and dealing with what my son had gone through, I was amazed to see how many of the young people around him who were also affected, their families had completely deserted them.
Right.
And they would have harder times in readjusting, getting things back together. And I just thank God for our family. We never turned our back on him. We never, you know, isolated him. We never, you know, he always knew that he was a part of the family and at any time he could come to anyone. And but please to emphasize the fact that they got to remember to incorporate family together with the treatment, because that's a vital part of it, because with that, they seem to respond so much better.
Mm.
And I want to thank her for that and say bravo, keep going.
Well, thank you, Janice. Yeah, because it is real in our communities, and, you know, as tough and strong and don't need help that we proclaim, you know, we all need the help. We all need a hand to hold every now and then, or a shoulder just to rest our head on, and to understand that it's going to be okay, you know, or it's already okay, or whatever, you know, the stage that you're at. But mental and emotional health is just as important as high blood pressure, broken legs, cancer, HIV, you know, I mean, it's all the same to me. There's a brokenness in your spirit. So, yeah.
Uh-huh. And thank her. Thank you for doing that, because it really needs to come out and recognize in our community, because, like, having some medical training myself, his friends would, you know, be so upset when they saw him, because he would talk clearly to them, and then within minutes he would be on his little rant, you know. And I would explain to them it's a disease, like diabetes. For one reason or another, the body's not kicking in the chemicals to keep that balance.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to explain to them it's a disease, and if you got anybody in your family that's going through any problems, be with them and help them, because that's a major part of the treatment.
Thank you.
And, yeah, thank you guys so much. I'm enjoying this. Thank you.
Well, we're happy that you're enjoying it.
Okay, you take care now. I'll see you later.
Okay, thanks, Janice.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. So we got about 5 minutes left in the show, and I want to ask Wanda and Tiasha, if either one would like to come on and give us information as to how we can contact, how we can do, make a purchase during your pre-sale. When is that pre-sale period? And how can we, as listeners, how can we support this project?
Hey, it's me. Sandy, first of all, I want to just say thank you for allowing us to get on the project, or I should say on the platform tonight. And Janice, thank you for being so open, and I'm glad that was able to bless you, because Demetria is definitely an amazing spirit. Janelle just blindsided me with that one. I was over here about to ball out of control. And just everybody, I'm so glad that the project is doing what it's supposed to do. You know, we are all we got.
Yeah.
You know, and that's on any given day. We're all we have. So I'm just blessed that I'm able to be in the position that I'm in. And what we're doing now is in pre-sale. Well, they've had the luxury of pre-selling, because how we were doing it, everybody has their own link. So if there's any authors on here that you want to purchase the book from directly, you can just simply put their first name in and then put .wakeupwinningvolume2.com. So So, for instance, if you want to purchase a book from Demetria, then just put her first name in, dot, at wakeupwinningvolume2.com. That's how you get any of us, including myself. And we will be probably pre-selling for about, don't quote me all the way on this, but probably up until right around the latter part of November. And that's it. You know, we're still, I'm still trying to wait. I will make a decision probably before the week is out whether we're going to do a live event or not. I said everything was kind of predicated on the election because I really do think that whoever is in office is going to have a lot to do with how we continue to move around the planet as far as gatherings are concerned. So we are going to make those decisions very quickly, and then we're going to proceed from that point on. But that's where we are. So I'm in pre-sale now. So they better watch out because I just jumped in pre-sale.
So let me get clarification on that. So you said it's the person's first name, and then is it at wakeupwinningvolume2.com? Because you said it two ways. You said the first name.
I apologize. It would be like wanda.wakeupwinningvolume2.com. So everybody's first name, so that would be like, you know, first name dot Wake Up Winning Volume 2, or you can simply go to the main website. There's a main website that has all of the authors on there. So that would be wakeupwinningvolume2.com. If you go to that website, you can see all of the authors, and you can just click on who you want to pre-order from.
Okay.
That's probably the easiest way to do it because then you don't get confused with how to spell their names and all that kind of stuff. So wakeupwinningvolume2.com, that will take you into the main website.
Okay. Okay.
And may I interject a second? Make sure you don't spell volume out. It's just V-O-L, too.
V-O-L.
Oh.
Yeah, that's great. Sorry, see? That's why we together.
That's right. Accountability.
I got you. Yeah. V-O-L.
Okay, wakeupwinningvol2.com.
Correct.
Got it.
Correct.
Ooh,
yeah,
it has been such a pleasure to have you guys on, man. So before I go there, so is there, like, if somebody wanted to reach any of the authors, they would go on the website, can they leave individual messages for the authors there as well?
So if you go on the website, you click the link of the author, that will take you to the author's page, and you can connect with them from there. You will either get their email or their websites or whatever, their own personal information, you can get there. So go to the main website, click who you want to connect with on there, and then you'll see how to get in touch with them.
Okay, that's beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. You made it real simple for us.
Yeah, so that's what we got going on. And again, I just want to thank everybody, you know, for taking the time to be a part of this, for listening, for sharing the information, for just, joining together in this effort to help people understand why it's important to wake up winning no matter what.
And I wanted to also thank each one of the authors that spoke, because what it left me with is that they each, Wanda, gave you your flowers while you're still alive, and that was just so beautiful because we don't get that recognition all the time for what we do and what we give out to the universe. So all of you guys, Tiasha, and I got them all down, DJ Grady Baby, Demetria, El Michelle, Felicia, Janelle, and Janice also for calling in. You guys did such a great job in honoring what my girl Wanda D, the motivational queen, gives to this universe. And so, Wanda, on behalf of everybody, we just want to show you a... We love you, girl. We love you. And keep on keeping on. And, I guess I'm going to have to get more than one book. So I'm good, though. I'm good. You guys are just absolutely fantastic, outstanding, and all of those good words. And I thank you for the work that you're doing and the assistance that you're giving to humanity to help them to wake up winning no matter what, volume two. So thank you, thank you. If you want to come back, the door is always open.
Thank you. We love you.
Love you too. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for having us.